One of the year's most interesting and anticipated shows in the night sky happens this week. It's the Perseid meteor shower.
At the peak of the shower tonight and into the weekend, people can expect to see shooting stars streaking across the sky. Clark Planetarium Director Seth Jarvis is with us now live on the KSL Newsline. Seth, I'm looking outside right now. A lot of clouds. Are we going to be able to see it?
Well, that's up to somebody other than me, I'm afraid. Astronomy teaches patience and humility.
You know, we call these shooting stars, Seth, but what actually causes this phenomenon we see in the sky?
Well, they're called meteors because at first people thought that they were weather-related, like meteorology. But now we know that they're actually little teeny bits of dust and rock, generally about the size of a grain of sand, maybe the size of a grain of rice. And these are things that are left behind in space by comets. And as the Earth plows through a particularly dirty region of space, we run into them, kind of like your car driving down the road and running into a swarm of gnats. Mm. And so these little teeny bits of space junk impact the Earth's atmosphere, and we're doing 60,000 miles an hour, and they just sort of splatter into our atmosphere. And the impact with our air is so fast that they just vaporize into a bright stream of light.
Well, hopefully these clouds are going to clear off a bit.
You and me both.
Where in the night sky would people look?
Up. It's really that simple. You don't want a telescope. You don't want binoculars. What you want is to just get flat on your back and look overhead. They're called the Perseids because they appear to come from the direction of the constellation Perseus, which is in the northeast these nights. However, they can appear anywhere in the sky. It's just that they will all look as though they radiate away from the northeastern sky. But honestly, a Perseid meteor can be seen anywhere. So the most important thing to do is to get a good, clear view of the night sky, preferably away from city lights.
All right. And we'll keep our fingers crossed that hopefully these clouds clear out tonight or at least this week. Seth, thanks for your time.
Yes. And you can do it other nights. I mean, it's not like if you miss it tonight that they're done. It goes for days.